Welcome, Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding Ma'aseh Sheni, Daf Chof Tes, in the Oiz V'Hodor edition, Perek Shlishi, in the middle of Halacha Hey. We learned in the Mishnah that if a Ma'aseh Sheni got a tumor, so there's two types of tumor. There's Ava tumor and there's Zlada tumor. And the tumor could be inside Yerushalayim or even before it went into Yerushalayim. So the Mishnah told us that according to Beit Shammai, in all the cases, you redeem the tumor, redeem these fruits of Ma'aseh Sheni, but you now want to take it out of Yerushalayim, unless we're talking about the case of Ava tumor outside, and it became Ava tumor or Chomadik tumor without Yerushalayim, then Beit Shammai hold you can take it out of Yerushalayim. According to Beis Hillel, it's the opposite. In all the cases, you can take it out of Yerushalayim, except the case that it became Tome in Vlada tumor inside. Then you cannot take it out of Yerushalayim. So the one that comes to explain, first of all, what is Avatuma and what is Vladatuma? Starting from the top of Amud Aleph, talking about Kapo, Omar, Avatuma, Dvar Toiro. Vladatuma, Medivrem. Avatuma is a Tuma de Raisa. Vladatuma is a Tuma de Rabana. Fabi Yichon Omar, Bein Ze, Dvar Toiro. Both cases talk about a Tuma de Raisa. So according to Bar Kapo, when it says Avatuma, it means a Tuma which is a Tuma de Raisa. When it says la'atumo, it means the tumo, which is only derabanan, and midoraisa is not really tame. So midoraisa, these fruits are tar. According to Abiyakar, in both cases, we talk about tumo deraisa, such as a more chomadik tumo and a less chomadik tumo. Similar to Kash, the Beit Shammai, and Abiyakar. We have a problem with Abiyakar's shita. How are we going to explain Beit Shammai?
The Beit Shammai, I mean, when Beit Shammai say, hey, I call you po, the Abiyakar bifrim. All the cases, you can redeem the fruits, but you have to eat it in Yerushalayim. Except the case it got tummy avatuma outside. But there you can eat even outside. Ma bin vladatumo bachut bin avatuma bachutz. Zeva zelo vatoyo. So then what's a chiluk? If we talk about tumor deraiso, so who cares if it's a higher level tumor or a lower level tumor? It's a tumor deraiso before it went to Yerushalayim. Seemingly, there doesn't get the gedush of Yerushalayim. You should be able to get out of Yerushalayim. So Mishma according to our kapro, that's not really tumor deraisa, it's only tumor derabanan. So with deraisa, these fruits are edible. So therefore, you can't take them out of your shalai. But according to Abiyachin, what should be the difference? Ve'afil, divrei Bisilel, even according to Bisilel, we have a problem with Abiyachin. Lo'y mikshio, isn't it a problem? Isn't it a question? Divrei Bisilel, yipodi v'yachil b'chutz, chutz should not be allowed to tumor b'fnim. Everything you can eat outside of your shalai, except it was tumor v'lada tumor inside. Mabi Vladatumo Bifrim, Mabi Avatumo Bifrim, what's the difference between if it's a Vladatumo or Avatumo because Tom Yerushalayim? Zevezelot Vatero is in both Vatero. So again, we should go to Bakapo. So Vladatumo inside means the Tumo de Rabbana that happened inside Yerushalayim. She's saying, with the Raiso, this is not Tome at all. I already went into Yerushalayim, you can't take it out. But going to Abiyachano, we talk about Tumo de Raiso. So what's the difference between Avatumo or Vladatumo? So the Gemara is asking a question. Why are you telling me that the question is only a Libra de Vichama? The question is even a Libra de Vesila. You said, I have a problem according to Beit Shammai. And according to Vesila, you don't have a problem? Say, more, lo, habi be rabbonon ela al de bar kapra. You're right. According to Abiyachanon, both Vesila and Beit Shammai, we don't know how to explain it. According to bar kapra, I have a problem only with the Beit Shammai. Why? Because you have a kapra al de Beit Shammai. The question is from bar kapra to Beit Shammai. Chavo, you may call you po de viyocha be bifrim, chut, you need to be avatum chutz. According to Beit Shammai, you have to eat everything inside, except the case of Avatuma outside. Ma, bein Avatuma, bein b'chutz, bein b'frim, zeve zelo v'atoyu. Avatuma inside and outside, zeve v'atoyu is tome. So if something which is tome deraisa, you can take it out of your shalim. Why has it become tome before you went into your shalim? Even if it became tome inside your shalim, you should be able to take it out of your shalim. And the Gemara is going to explain in a moment what I'm about Beis Hillel, why Beis Hillel is more understood. So it says the Gemara in Daf Chotes Amud Beis, the reason is, what's the chiluk between inside Yerushalayim and outside Yerushalayim? Shelo yoyim remainu ma'aseh sheni shenichas v'yoytze. If you have a ma'aseh sheni which is not tameh, and it goes into Yerushalayim, and then it became tameh in Yerushalayim, and you take it out, people will say, oh, I see ma'aseh sheni going into Yerushalayim, going out. They're going to say, every time you can take ma'aseh sheni into Yerushalayim and take it out. But if before it went to Yerushalayim, it was already tameh, so then everybody knows that it was tameh, and then people are not going to learn from here, the ma'aseh sheni could go in and out. So if you hold that people don't know, and they see Ma'aseh Sheni going into Yerushalayim, and even if it became Tom in Yerushalayim, you say you can't take it out, but even Beit Shammai agree you could redeem it. Why can you redeem it? They're going to start saying that Ma'aseh Sheni in Yerushalayim, you can redeem. Everybody's going to say, we saw Ma'aseh Sheni going into Yerushalayim and being redeemed. So you should say, you cannot redeem Ma'aseh Sheni got Tomei in Yerushalayim. So the Gemara, B'shosh Shenitimo Bifrim Mechitzoso Tofastoi. B'shosh Shelo Bechutz Ein Mechitzo Tofastoi. So according to Abchaim, the Gemara changes the explanation. The first explanation was, it's a Gzeiru Be'alma. People are going to make a mistake. So the Gemara, that's not the reason. If before it went into Yerushalayim, it was Tomei, so it never was nitfas, it never got caught into Yerushalayim. Because it went in unqualified to be Ma'aseh Sheni. It went in Tomei. So it never had mitfizas mechitzas. But if when it went into Yerushalayim it was tar, so it was caught in the Kedusha of Yerushalayim. Then it became Tomei, you cannot take it out anymore. Once it's caught in that Kedusha, once tafasta mechitzas, you cannot take it out. So it's not a gzeira, it's mi'ikar adin. So now the Gemara says, "V'afil di b'silil leisu me'akshaya." Why according to Bakapa, we don't ask you according to b'silil. To b'silil, I mean, I call you pade v'yochel b'chutz. B'silil say, anything you can tell me, you can go take out of Yerushalayim. Chutz is shenit v'vlada tumah b'frim. Except if you got tome with vlada tumah, according to Bakapa, tumah d'rabbanon inside. Ma bein vlada tumah bein b'chutz bein b'frim ze v'zeh lo midivreimu. Vlada tumah is d'rabbanon. So what's the difference if you got tome before you went to Yerushalayim? Or we got Tomei after it went to Yerushalayim. You should not be able to take it out because we do right, so these fruits are not Tomei. And if they're not Tomei, they're in Yerushalayim, you can't take them out. Why have you got Tomei before it went to Yerushalayim? Then it's okay. So also, Bishilul is not understood according to Bar Kappa. Says the Gemara, Bishichnisu al menat shaloi titvesenu mechitzo. Says the Gemara, we're talking about if he goes into Yerushalayim and he knows there's already Tomei midirabanon, even though midiraisa it's tar. But in the end of the day, midirabanon, it's Tomei, so he can't eat it. So he goes in the condition in his mind that the mechitzas of Yerushalayim should not catch. Meaning, the person who's carrying the fruits goes into Yerushalayim with a das, with a mindset that he will not receive the Kedush of Yerushalayim. And the Gemara right away addresses, can you do such a mindset? Can you have such a tnai? So the Gemara says, Omam Zeiru, Hadom, or this teaches us, Ma'aseh Sheni Tor Sheichnisal Menat Shalot Etifizan Mechitzos. And mechitzah to faster. According to you, when you take a Ma'aseh Sheni Tor, and you're going into Yerushalayim, and you have a mindset that I don't want the Kedusha to be chal, so it won't be caught in the Kedusha of Yerushalayim. Because according to you, whatever a person has that mindset, the Kedusha is not chal, and that's the only reason when it's Tomei midirabbanan before you went in, that it doesn't have a Kedusha. Avyoina bayi Tor, dvar Toiro, hatom ma'achin, says Avyoina, it's Tor midiraisa. And you tell me this thing that when he goes to Yerushalayim, won't be Kaddish? He disagrees. Vlada Tumah that goes into Yerushalayim, meaning if it's a Tumah Derabbanan that goes into Yerushalayim, of course, Tafsu Mechitzos, and you have the Kedusha of Yerushalayim. So what is the reason that you're allowed to take it out? Ela, kine ovar upodo podoi. When he takes fruits into Yerushalayim, you're not allowed to redeem them. That's only Issur Derabbanan. So a person takes regular Ma'aseh Sheni to Yerushalayim, and he redeems the Ma'aseh Sheni. Is the pidyon work? Does the redemption work? The answer is im ovar v'poder poder. If he was over and did it, he's poder. So therefore, because at the end of the day it does work, if it became tomei, Rabbanan allowed you to take it out of Yerushalayim, if it became tomei before it went into Yerushalayim. Meaning, really a t'nai doesn't work. Just come and say, I don't want the Kedusha of Yerushalayim to be chal on it, it doesn't work. But here, when before he went to Yerushalayim, he did not want the Kedusha to be chal. And even though the Tanah on its own doesn't work, but here the only answer to redeem it is only the Rabbanon, Rabbanon allowed to redeem it once it becomes Tomei Tumah the Rabbanon. But if it became Tomei in Yerushalayim, they never had the mindset that you don't want to become Kaddish Kedusha Yerushalayim, the Rabbanon did not allow this redemption to happen to an extent that you could take it out of Yerushalayim. Says the Rav Yaakov de Ramayo boy Kamir Rav Yosi. Rav Yaakov from the south asked in front of Rav Yosi. Rav Yaakov de Ramayo learns, like we said before, that the reason why when you go into Yerushalayim, you can't take it out, so people should not say, oh, you see that Ma'aseh Sheni goes into Yerushalayim and goes out. And as the Gemara mentioned before, the problem is, if so, you should not be able to redeem it. So according to Rav Chaim's shot, the Gemara now is repeating the question. If it became Tomei Atzav Yerushalayim and went into Yerushalayim, should not be able to go out. So the reason is because you don't want people to say that Ma'aseh Sheni went in and went out. So if so, ask the Gemara, now we're Daflam and Amudalef, and we're using here the Girsa of Reb Chaim, that adds the following words. So if so, should not be able to redeem the Maaseh Sheni. So people should not say the fruit that went to Yerushalayim, you could redeem. That was the question the Gemara asked in the beginning of Daf Chof Tes Amud Beis. Answers the Gemara, Kol Yoytze LeYoytze, Vel Kol Yoytze LePodoi. People hear about fruits that left Yerushalayim. So they see Maaseh Sheni going to Yerushalayim, they will know that it went out. They're going to say you can take out Maaseh Sheni from Yerushalayim. But when fruits are on Yerushalayim and they were redeemed, people don't hear that it was redeemed. The fruits look the same. Nobody knows what happened to them. Nobody knows if it was redeemed or not redeemed. So therefore, there's no chashash that people will say you're allowed to redeem Maaseh Sheni Yerushalayim because there's no koil that comes out telling me that it was redeemed. That's the chiluk between going out of Yerushalayim and redeeming Yerushalayim. With this, we conclude Yerushalayim Maaseh Sheni Daf Chof Tes.